Are you a creative professional, entrepreneur, or millennial trying to get your life together?
Introducing The Creative Weekly, a podcast made for creatives by creatives.
Not FDA approved, but good enough.
Side effects include laughing, learning, and if left untreated, can lead to success.
See a doctor right away if you experience a new business idea, professional and personal growth,
or internal bleeding.
It's time to get your shit together.
And be creative.
Try the Creative Weekly podcast today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Creative Weekly.
Hi.
Hi.
We're saying hi to all the cameras. One, two, three. Yeah.
So, hi, everybody. My name is Victoria.
And I'm Randy Richards, Williams.
Randy Richards. And this is the Creative Weekly. Every week, we have a podcast and video series where we go live. We tape live. We answer questions live. And we give tips in real time.
Yep.
Now, today's topic is focus. Your focus, to be specific.
Yeah.
What your focus means as a creative, as an entrepreneur, as a human being, as a person, and tips and tools that you can do to hone in on your focus. Randy and I have some really great tips. These are our own personal experiences that we're sharing with you. So, wait, before we get started, what is today's wine?
Today's wine is sponsored by Yellowtail, and we have a Yellowtail Shiraz. There we go. So we're having that. It's crafted by the Casella family, and it's in the small Australian town of Yenda with red berry flavors, spice, licorice, and you should enjoy with a steak or in front of a roaring fire. We're in front of some AC and a camera, but that can work.
That can work.
So yeah. Yeah.
It's very dry, a little bit nutty, fruity. So if you are looking for a wine that you'd like with red meat, this is really good. Or just if you're a dry wine person, this is a good wine. Hi, Kenil.
Cool. Oh, that's it. So today's topic. You're the host. I'm just second person. Oh. So today's topic is basically, as Victoria had said, is focus about the how and what and why. It's particularly what to do when you don't know what to do when you're kind of leaving college or high school.
Or even as an adult. Or even as an adult in your 30s.
Yeah, if you don't know what to do with life. We're going to be sharing, as Victoria said, sharing our tips and our experiences on, you know, how we got where we are and what our advice is towards that effect. So our first topic will be talking about who do you want to be? And Victoria will take that away. How do you know? So how do you know who do you want to be? And what if you don't know who do you want to be? Where do we go from there? How do we start?
Okay, so the first thing is, who do you want to become? That's the best sentence for whoever you want to be. Who do you want to become? First, I would say do a little SWOT analysis. I know it sounds kind of technical.
Strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats.
Strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats. So what you're doing is you're evaluating the skills that you have as a person, as a professional, and then where you see you have your weaknesses or your opportunities, that's where you get to hone in on, okay, I'm really good at managing people. I'm really good at working with people, but I suck at time management. That means the person you want to be is someone who's accountable. So that's the person you want to become. And then as you start practicing that, then you become that person. So when you define who do you want to be, find adjectives, like really detailed adjectives. You don't want to use like unique or special. You want to be a little bit more specific. So one, do a SWOT analysis. Two, also find adjectives that describe who you want to be. I want to be accountable. I want to be productive. I want to be goal-oriented. I want to be charismatic. Those are adjectives you want to associate yourself with. Once you found your adjectives, then start writing down the things that you need to do, the books you need to read, the activities you need to go through, so that you can actually become that person that you want to be. And also take a look at, in terms of who do you want to be, take a look at who you don't want to be as well. Because having a list of things you don't want to be is like a very good reminder of if you're slipping or if you catch yourself in bad habits, remember you wrote that list of things that you don't want to be. I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be late. I don't want to be difficult to work with. That's going to remind you, this is not who I want to be. I'm going to remove it. I'm going to stop doing it. And that's it.
Yeah. And just for everybody who's here right now, all six of you, I don't know if it's just six, but
it's
all six of you.
For me.
I would say, remember that you guys can use the question thing right at the bottom of the screen, right down here. There's a little question mark beside the comment box.
Yeah.
And if you can't see the question mark, then you need to be following Victoria or me, I think, for it to pop up.
Yeah.
We encourage asking the questions there because usually the comments roll up and then we can't get to respond to everybody or we have to be searching. And we only have 1 hour here. So it's an interactive podcast, a live podcast. Share with people and let's answer and talk. So, all right, so let's talk about role models and people who inspire you. Essentially, how do you choose, you know, a role model and where do you go from there?
How
do I choose my role model? Yo, all right, so I spent back in the days, in the year 2011, I spent a lot of time on the internet. I've always been just, you know, I'm like a nerd and I'm on the computer and I'm talking to people. I'm an interweb. So, for me, when I've always had very broad interests, whether it is in arts, in music, in arts overall, so music, visual, you know, our sports with a skateboarding, BMX, maybe look at football and cricket sometimes. So I've always been someone who, if I want to learn something, I'll go on Google, search it up, or Yahoo search, or whatever
so
it was at the
time.
Your
role models.
So I searched. So I always try to just find different, follow different pages or platforms like fstoppers.com, which is a video and photography platform, or I'll follow, you know, Verge or, you know,
Tech
TV.
You followed all these pages, but how did you narrow down, like, you saw somebody and you're like, this is the person I want as my role model?
Because I saw in that person's values that I would want to see myself. So as you watch people, you get to know them sort of from the online, you kind of say, oh yeah, I like this kind of person. I like how them talk. There's something that appeals to your inner you and something that you want. So once those things connected with me, I started with following a person on Facebook, interacting with them as much as I can, maybe commenting. At them time, that was a little bit of a more of an introvert. Okay. So I didn't really...
So you were cyber-stalked.
Yes, I cyber-stalked.
You're a role
you know? So I didn't really talk to people as much. But I mean, if I were to give a few points on just like how you could help choosing to make it a bit more succinct, I would say like you want to choose someone whose value you admire. Just like we say, you want to choose someone who, you know, shares the same kind of ethos and complements the whole ideas that you have.
What if they're a terrible person but you love their technique? Would you still consider that person, in a sense, a role model?
Yeah, because a role model doesn't need to supply everything that you need to have. You can learn from the good in people. So if somebody has, yeah, for me, because I feel like the world has changed, there are a lot more people doing a lot more things and they're a lot more visible. So it's easier to find different people to teach you different things. So you could have a role model that teaches you about photography and videography. You could have a role model who teaches you about minimalism and self-care. You could have a role model that teaches you about fashion and whatever. So I feel like you can pick those different things. But ultimately, I wouldn't advise picking someone who you're not comfortable with in entirety. Even though you can pick something, you have to be very mindful about that because that could affect you. So just once you know you can draw your own boundaries, then you can figure it out.
Okay.
Learn as much as you can about your role models. Look for role models who in various communities. As I said, I've had broad interests. So it was, you know, when BMX, you know, I follow Dan Lacey or I follow Derek or I follow, you know, all these different people. Or when in photography, back then I used to follow Sue Bryce a lot. And Laura, I don't remember her last name, man, but she's really good. She's a blonde girl.
Laura.
This photographer lady. I followed a lot of women photographers. Okay. I really like how they work with their clients.
Who's a role model to you now?
Who's a role model to me now? You know, honestly, one of my biggest role models without even knowing him personally is Casey Neistat. He, to me, and a lot of people have said that Casey and I have a lot of similarities, whether he's in a space or how I am as a person, and the kind of outgoingness. We share a lot of similarities. In who we are as sort of business people to some extent and personality. So I admire, I've watched a lot of his vlogs. And you know, his vlogs, you learn a lot about his life. So for me, Casey is just a good example of that. He's a community leader. He interacts with his community and tries to create spaces for them. And he shares a lot. And you can see the love that he has for his friends and his family and the work that he does. And he's very independent. Like, one thing I love about Casey with his glasses, his Ray-Bans, he buys his Ray-Bans, then he paints them white, scratch off all the paint on it, and leave a little white rough border, and he scratches his name into the helm there, Casey Neistat.
Okay.
And he don't really care about what people think about how him look, or him dress, or what him want. He just do his own thing, and ride to the beat of his own you know,
and that's what you emulate
too. And that's what I emulate. So yeah, so I mean, and the last thing I'd say is seek a mix of male and female role models, and also don't, because you know different genders can offer different skills,
perspectives.
So I would definitely say it's good to have balance in today. And then the last thing I would say is to don't put your role model on a pedestal, because they're still human.
Yeah, they're still human, guys.
Yeah.
They can make mistakes. You can get drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, one Chini. Well, Chini, okay,
she's here.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
oh, hi, everybody. Hi, hi, hi. Sorry.
Yeah, so, hey, Renee Kitson, hey, Kitty. Cool. Nathan, what about Nathan? So, yeah, you know, don't put your role models on a pedestal, because they are humans too, just like us. And they're real. So just understand that they're just real people. Yeah.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me.
I think for me, my role model is, I have two main role models.
Yeah.
The first one is Yoji Yamamoto. He's a fashion designer.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto. Why I liked him is because he studied to be a doctor for 7 years. And after he graduated, he just gave his mom the paper and he's like, I'm going to be a seamstress. He doesn't even see himself as a fashion designer.
Word.
He just sees himself as a seamstress. He uses, like, his models on the runway are various ages, color. It's like his thing is diversity. He was doing diversity before diversity was cool.
Nice.
So if he has a line and he just wants like gypsies or old people, that's what he does. He's his own person. He's very simple but impactful. And
nice.
I like that, and that's something I want to emulate. And I think a role model that I have a little bit now, one, Brinny Lee. She's a YouTuber. She does motivational speaking. First of all, she's gorgeous. She's emotionally intelligent, she's smart, and I love women who have like that complete like combination, because sometimes it's weird. And the Try Guys, because they show that you can still have a business, you can still be serious about your goals and still be funny and not take things too seriously.
Nice, beautiful. Alright, cool. So let's talk about experimenting, research, and being open-minded.
Hi guys.
Welcome Kitty.
Hi Joel.
K2R, bless yourself. We're doing our shout outs.
I'm Baby Mango.
Oh, he's back. One of our, you know, I think Baby Mango has been at every single podcast. Like,
every single
top
one.
Top fan.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
hi.
Yeah. So let's talk about experimenting, you know. I know experimentation can help and researching can help, but what would be your opinion on how that can help us in guiding your focus and knowing what to do?
As soon as you identify who you want to become and you have your role models to solidify that, it's time for you to start experimenting and researching.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times, why most people never have great focus or fulfill their passions is because they, in theory, they have everything. They're reading, they're on social media, they're scrolling, they're finding pictures, they have a little Pinterest board, they have this, they're watching movies, but they never do anything. So experimenting is putting your character and your focus into practice, so it's actually real.
Yeah.
Right? If you see your role model doing a technique, you should be experimenting that technique. So one, if you want to be whatever you want to be as a creative, as a digital marketer, as a videographer, photographer, if you're not experimenting, you're not what you say you want to be, and you're not going to practice, because somebody said practice makes permanent.
Yeah, not perfect, makes permanent.
Yes,
if you're not practicing good things or the right things,
then
it will not be the right thing that you learn.
Exactly. So one, when you're experimenting, see what other people are doing abroad. So see what your role models are doing, see what people are doing around the world, and see what people are doing locally. And then make a list of those things and try them out for yourself. And in doing that, sometimes you find your niche. Sometimes you find things you like and you don't like. You might start off saying, okay, this is my role model. But after you start experimenting and playing, you're like, oh, I think this has to change. It happens.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, take a look at things that people aren't doing, aren't experimenting with. And then you start experimenting with yourself, so that you have the edge, because now you're perfecting your craft. Now you're playing around. You can't get better if you don't try, if you don't experiment. And researching, you can't experiment properly if you don't research.
True.
Right?
True.
Oh, yes, Joe, you are, Joby, you are a bit late.
Hi, Joby. Hi, Jewel. I just saw Jewel jump in a while ago.
Hi, Jewel.
Yes, so we're formalizing the book giveaways today. Jewel.
Yeah, two books.
Not one.
But two.
Yeah.
Two books. So having that research, and apart from research and experiment, it's also what again, Randy?
Being consistent. Being consistent. Like being consistent. So, say when you already finish deciding, you know, you find some role models, you kind of identify some of the things that you like and don't like and that you want to do. You kind of look into, you know, everything that you research. I think at that point, you need to pick a direction and start to be consistent. So we can start by, like, say, isolating one particular goal. Whether it is you want to learn a skill, whether it is, for me, it was, at the time, was photography. I knew that one of my personality flaws was that I like to do a lot of different things. So I would never really finish things, but I would start them and start this and move on to this and move on to that. So I realized that, upon finishing college, before even finishing college, that I needed to pick something that I really loved and I really found fulfilling and being consistent at it. Consistency really goes against human nature because variety is the spice of life. We like doing different things because it helps us to, you know, just keep our minds open and feel free. But you have to isolate one goal. Like the book I mentioned two weeks ago, Essentialism, you know, you can go further, deeper when you're focusing on one goal. I feel like we should give away a copy of that book because we talk about that book every week.
Can we just give two books this week.
We give away Essentialism. You know, focusing on incremental improvement. That's one of the things that I really champion, especially for myself. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, cliche, but it's true. You know, you have to...
Temple of God was not built in a day.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to develop a positive, worthwhile habit overnight. It's going to take, you know, they say, it takes 2 weeks for you to form a habit, 2 weeks of consistency.
And it takes the same. Not all experiments are going to happen. Sometimes you have to be consistent.
Exactly.
It has to come out.
Yeah, so you really have to take your time. You say, all right, you want to wake up early this morning. You're not a really early riser, but you know, sorry, you want to wake up at 9 o'clock. If you wake up at 12 o'clock every day, maybe one day you set your alarm for 11:30.
Yeah.
Then the next 2 days, it's set your alarm for 11 o'clock.
Or even 11:50.
You know? Or 11:50. You take your time and you do it because, you know, you'll see over time that you'll see the improvements. And it's easier for you because it's less stressful for you to think about, oh, I need to wake up at 7 a.m. Nobody wants to really wake up at 7 a.m. in the morning. If you could all sleep in for 10 hours, we'd sleep in, you know, and just, like, you know, have food come to us in the bed and just have our feet rub and we'll live our life.
But, wow, yes. Randy, that's
bless up, Denny.
Specific.
Oddly specific. La da da da. But yeah, so you really want to focus on incremental improvement, no matter how small it is. There's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, and no matter how slow you go, don't stop. Even if it's a small little wheel turn, just keep.
Five steps forward, four steps back, still one step forward. Yes, still one step forward. What was one thing that you had to be, thing this year that you had to be consistent with that would help you, whether it's personally or professionally?
One thing this year. This year has been quite a shoddy year, you know, man. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Reverse! but I would say one thing is, you know, consistently, I try to be consistent, which sounds weird, but those are my three things for this year: is gratitude, consistency, and
consistency.
Yeah. So to whatever
it is
that
I'm
doing.
You already have a system in place.
Yes.
Which is being true to that system.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure that I am consistent, and that includes me minimalizing and taking less of things.
I think Andre said it's like working out. It's like working out. Yeah. You have to just, every attempt counts. The 1% rule is simple. Improve just 1% a day. Julie, you say your Instagram is acting up. Don't worry. If you want to ask questions, guys, so it doesn't get lost in the comment, use the little question icon that's below, next to where you can put the comments so that we can see them. I think Chinili said, how important would you say a support system is when working towards a goal? Oh, we're going to talk about that soon. Yeah. Please stick around. We're going to touch on that.
Next thing I would say, fight your emotions. There are days when I personally get up and I don't want anything, and those are the days that I try my best to just
do
commit.
Something
to commit, because for me, I sometimes I'm very inconsistent, and like I want to work out regularly, I want to eat breakfast every morning, I want to, you know, drink water
every
morning.
I think Will Smith said that the moment that you feel like you don't want to do something, that's when you really should do it.
So I always try to have this voice in the back of my head that says, yo, Randy, get up. like it's become automatic to the point that I'll be tired. So there's a night, two nights ago, I was working on some edits for pictures for a bridge of mine that I did some, and I was tired. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning, but I told myself I'm going to finish it. Yeah. No matter what, I'm going to finish it. And then I needed to export the video for the Creative Weekly. So I was like, and if anybody follow me, that's this 15-hour video 15 export.
Because
so,
somebody wants 4K.
4K all the way,
on
baby.
On YouTube, guys. All follow the Creative Weekly on YouTube.
Yeah, and I lay down, and then I put my head on the pillow, and then I hear my voice like, get up, Randy. And I'm like, but I don't want to. But I'm like, yo, get up, Bridget. You say I'm going to
done. Oh, that's what you
done.
Do?
Yeah.
I normally, I just go to the mirror, and I'm just like, you're that bitch. You have work to do. You're going to do it. Like, look at me. Yeah. Like, look at me. And then afterwards, I pump myself up, listen to a little bit of soca music. And I'm like, all right, ready.
Ready to
and
go.
Just do work.
Nice. Yeah. So like, you really have to fight it. And you know, another important thing for me is having a morning and evening routine.
Same.
And I keep mine very simple because I like a lot of clutter.
Yeah.
Drink water, tidy up, eat,
make
exercise.
Up the bed.
Yeah, so tidying up. There's another quote by this, it's a military guy. He was presenting at a...
Jacko,
was it?
Jacko?
And he says, you can change the world, but if you want to change the world, start by making a bed.
And
literally, it works for me.
Yeah, I saw that. Because
when I spread my bed, I feel like it's about like small things that you do, the small little incremental things can create a snowball effect.
And you actually leave your house like mentally, like you're not coming back to clutter.
Yeah.
And you know how sexy it is to go home after a tired day and see your bed.
Sexy
make
is the word she
nice.
Used, guys. Sexy.
So you see your bed just lay out nice and neat.
Yeah.
And you just see the pillow and the sheet and you're just like, ready to lie down.
Yeah, straight.
Yeah, but soca gives you powers. That's very true.
Soca give me powers. Yeah, but so having a morning and evening routine is good. I haven't solidified my evening routine as yet, but my morning routine is definitely down. So having a way to bookend your day, so start at any day, gives you a space of consistency that you just feel everything's kind of encapsulated.
That's true. There's a lot of power in the small things that we do.
Bed spreading is a must.
Mad facts.
Yeah.
What's and that? The Atomic Habits by James Clear would be a great one to give you. Okay.
Ah, cool. Bless up.
Thank you for that one.
Yeah, let's see what anybody has another question. Bless up King Sam Visuals.
Just visit Randy Page, crazy.
Jewel says, I feel like my environment isn't clean. I can't be consistent.
Same.
Yeah, that's true. To speak on that, Jewel, like for me, if my room or my environment is a visual representation of my inner
space.
So it's my if you come into my room or my apartment and you say that it's messy, I'm having a hard time because you know a lot of things. So when I clean my space, it's an easy way. Like for example, if I'm trying to be consistent and I feel overwhelmed about things, I stop, take a break, and I just start cleaning.
Yeah.
And when I finish cleaning, I usually feel a lot better, and that helps me to.
Your grandma, if I tell you, say cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, man, all the time. Let me hear it in the back of my head.
But it's also because it brings a sense of peace over you.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel overwhelmed that you have to do something now, or there's so much going around you.
Yeah.
So that's so true.
Yeah. So the last thing I tell you, like in being consistent, is forgiving your failures.
Randy shoot film. Yes, he does.
Yeah, Randy does. Yes, Randy does. Who's that? Who's saying that?
This is King Sam
Visuals. Yeah, I do.
And end your day with a couple minutes of meditation. Headspace is
Headspace
a really
is good
app. It has 30 days free trial, and they have really nice.
Big up the truck.
Really nice meditation app. So
that's
one way to be consistent.
Yeah. So being okay with failure. You know, what would be your opinion about like handling failure? I know people say fail fast and you know learn faster. I know some people say you know failure is just a part of learning, all that stuff. But how do we handle
failure? I think most importantly, failure is not something to be scared of. I feel like we're raised not to make, especially as Black Pan Caribbean. Especially as Black Pan Caribbean people, failure and mistakes are something that we will avoid no matter how painful it is. And I think that we need to realize that it's a part of life, right? You have to make mistakes. You will make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. If you find a perfect person, let me know.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, make mistakes. The first first thing you want to do is before you, a lot of people say, make a lot of mistakes and make them fast. Ain't nobody gonna wander run into mistakes like that. That's not what it means, guys.
No.
What it means is, one, if you're doing something, don't be afraid to make mistakes. And if you make mistakes along the way, learn from them. Yeah. The problem is not making mistakes and failing. The problem is that if you don't learn from that mistake or failure, because it means it will repeat again. So one, when you're going with failure, look back on your past failures, see how you handle them, and be objective. A lot of the times we like to think, I was right with this and I thought this would happen. And sometimes you need to step out of your own head, your own space, and take responsibility for your failures. Right? So take responsibility for your failures. See the past failures that you've had in life. Why did you have them? Why did you experience this? A lot of the times, the stories we tell ourselves, we are our biggest protagonists. But sometimes we are the villain. We're the ones sabotaging ourselves. So find out how you handled failure in the past. What are the failures that might be secretly sneaking up on you every time you're about to do something? Like, remember when they did this and it never did go through?
Holding it down, holding it back.
Right. And now face them and like, nah, this happened because I was young. I didn't do my research and it just happened. This time, I'm going to do my research. Once you look at your past failures, look at okay, one thing I do, this exercise I do, I write down my fears. So let's say I'm afraid to do a speech. My fear is I will fumble and I'll say my words wrong. What's the lie that comes with the fear? You're not really good at speaking. That's the lie that's going on in my head. Well, then I write, what's the truth? The truth is you've already prepared your speech ahead of time. Yeah, you know what you're going to do. And it's okay. Even if you make a mistake, just roll with it. And then the action I take is that I write down the action and I say, my action is, even if I make a mistake, I'll just make a joke and roll with it. And just make people know that I made the mistake, but I'm going to laugh at myself. And that's a way that I normally handle failure. If I'm afraid of failure, I write my fears, the lie, the truth, and the action that goes with the truth. So it helps you to reinforce that even if you do fail, it's okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And Jules said, the thing is learning from things, but I still want to choke myself. Girl, there are times when you ever go to bed and you're sleeping and you remember you did something from like 2000 and when, and you're like, why did I do this? It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
What's one way that you deal with failure, or one way that you prepare yourself that if you might have failure?
I mean, all right, well, failure is inevitable. It's something that happens no matter what. Once you're
self-knowledge.
Once you're doing something, you know, whether it's business or learning a new skill or just life, you're going to fail at something. So
for Don V, sorry about that. And so, I think Ikma, what's his name?
Lisi Monet. Yeah. Being compassionate with yourself is important. Yeah. What was the question?
How do you deal with failure now?
Alright, so I was saying preparing is, you know, even though failure is inevitable, you have to just understand that that's just a part of life and don't be afraid of failing. It's something, I think you should embrace failure because it is through failing. A lot of the lessons that I've learned have come from my biggest failures, when I messed up an entire project because I wasn't, you know, I didn't know that, oh, I needed help and I needed to call other people. But now I know how to better structure a team because...
It's like when you do a maths problem. Yeah. The hard maths problem that you get wrong, and when you finally get it right, you never forget it. But the easy one, you forget sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a part of failure. Like, doing it right doesn't give you any space to expand sometimes, because you might get comfortable in doing the same thing over and over. When you fail sometimes, it helps you to think about different novel ways that you can kind of learn how to fix this problem. So for me, dealing with failure, you know, I try to be honest with myself. If I need to step back and recognize that I do feel a bad way about something that happened, I step back, I might confide in my closest friends, you know, and talk to them. And, you know, they'll usually give me a pep up and cheer up and, you know, say, all right, you know, say, yeah, man, this happened, but dog, you're the boss, you know, you know, whatever. And they'll still be real and say, yo, Randy, you know, this thing happened, we kind of mess up right here.
Yeah,
so I think definitely that's really how I deal with failure.
So Denny said, I messed up a project by not backing up files.
Yeah.
Lost a whole day of shooting. What?
Yeah, Denny, you and me both. I lost a day of shooting some crashed hard drives from a wedding, and it took me like a year to finish and deal with that. And it was not fun. And the wife was pissed at me.
weddings are serious.
Yo, so I've learned from that, like when I'm on the shoot, I don't format my cards. I back up to 2 or 3 drives. When I get back, you know, everybody have, yo, travel with separate drives and separate cards, going, people pay them money. You can't mess up them job. It's the once in a lifetime wedding. Yeah, but yeah.
You can't replay a wedding,
guys. You can't replay a wedding, no matter what. You can't replay a wedding. But yeah, so that's what I'd say. But so yeah, so let's move on to the next.
Sure.
You know, the next topic I'd say I will talk about is about, you know, stepping outside of the box, which is something people talk about a lot, you know. And
in the famous
words of Victoria Taylor, be a box cutter, not a box. You know, and there is, I would like to say from my perspective, there is a value in the box itself. The box allows you to see what's there, what exists within a space, and you can look at that and use that as a starting point. But you don't want to end up just giving into conformity and giving into the narrow road that everybody follows, the trodden path. You want to go against that because that's where some of the best ideas go. You have to get into the spaces where you are most uncomfortable, where things don't necessarily feel right, and that's where experimenting comes from. Yep. You know, experimenting goes into that. You want to try different things. You want to go out and say, all right, well, let me look up some Japanese commercial ads. Crazy ads. And you can even look on how these ads will add value to the stuff, because you can learn little things. Mm-hmm. From it. Some things, I listen to some weird music and I watch some weird movies, just like don't have nothing to do what I like. Mm-hmm. But I learned a little things from here and there, and I'm like, oh, I like the way they use the sound right there, and they emphasize this and use that there. So it's good to experiment and look outside and don't give into conformity. And that still feeds into the fact of the matter, when you're choosing what it is that you want to do, when you don't know what to do with your life, you want to, it's okay if you want to say, if you want to be a seamstress, that's cool. If you want to be the best seamstress that you want to be, that's cool. You know, but to stand out amongst the crowd, you're going to have to, if you're going to be the best, you're going to be the best.
Yeah.
And if you can't be the best, then you find a niche and you be different.
Yeah, you find your blue ocean strategy.
I know about that book. I haven't read it as yet. Same. Big up Adrian. He's mentioned it a couple of times. But yeah, so be a box cutter. So let's move on to finding your tribe. What do you have to say about But yeah, you know, okay. How important is it to have a group of people that support your,
as the, you know, socialist between the two of us? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, man, no, Vicky, I think you got
this. So finding your tribe. Oh, it's gone? Check again. I see it. I see the question icon.
It disappeared?
It disappeared?
All right, we'll just drop the questions in the
comments. Yeah, drop the questions and we'll scroll through. I think finding your tribe. For me, in high school, we grew up and we think that having a lot of friends is like the best thing in the world. But you can still be more in a room full of people and still be lonely.
True.
Right?
Sucks.
When you have your role model, when you've decided who you want to become, meaning different from how you are now, right? Then you have to realize that you can't really hang around the same people. You can't really hang around people who are not going towards... People say birds of a feather flock together. And that's a 80-20 rule. Right, because sometimes there are some people you kind of need to hang out with just to make sure that they're grounded.
Yeah.
You're that person to help them. And the other 80% of the time, you have to be with people who ground you.
Yeah.
So, one, first take a look at who are you hanging out. I think David Carnegie said that you are influenced by the 5 people that you spend the most time with. So, who are the 5 people that you're spending most time with? And if those people are, let me just be straight up. If those people are trash, if those people are not edifying you, then you are spending time with people who are not going to build you. It's the same thing where if you go to the barbershop often enough, one day you're going to come up with a haircut. Right?
Yeah.
If you hang out with people who just don't want anything with them life every day while you're trying to do anything, you're going to come up with a haircut.
Yeah.
So decide who are the people you're going to minimalize your time with. There's some people you might have to cut off. There's some people you might have to say, hey, can't hang out as much as often because I'm going to be busy. I hope you understand. Just like they said, there are people for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. And not everybody is for a lifetime. Your season has passed because you're a small supportive circle is the way to go rather than a massive clique. It's very important.
Less is more.
because your tribe should be able to offer good constructive criticism. So yeah. One, evaluate your current tribe, take out who you need to take out, say goodbye to who you need to say goodbye to. It's a part of the growing pain. And then two, find out where your tribe hangs out. Like, you can't sit home and expect really amazing people to brook in at your house and mm-hmm. hang out with you. That's mm-hmm. not how it works. There's like women who are like, oh my God, I want a boyfriend. All right, you go out, you do it. No, so I'm supposed to brook in at your house and find you and say, I love you. No, that's weird. Don't do that.
I have a friend who says that. You might have a brook in her house to find her. She live at home. They live on lockdown now. Sorry, guys.
So, we digress. Yeah. So find out where your tribe is hanging out and go there. Yes, you're gonna feel uncomfortable. Yes, you're gonna feel out of your element because you are leaving a space. You're leaving the space that you are comfortable in, and you're going into a space where you're ready to grow, and growth is not comfortable. So mm-hmm. once you do that, and then I would say pray about it and let your actions attract the people yeah. that you want. So yeah. who you want to become, take the actions, because when you're acting in that energy, when you're acting in that environment, mm-hmm. naturally
you attract.
They're gonna attract to you, and then you pick and choose and refuse, and you go along the way. So that's how you find and keep your tribe and maintain your tribe. Don't be that person that takes from your tribe.
Don't be a vampire, guys. Don't be a vampire. Nobody likes vampires. Nobody likes people suck the life out of them.
Don't ask for everything from people and never give. The point of a tribe is a group of people coming together, pulling resources together, and growing each other.
True.
I think somebody... Oh, listen,
Denny is a part of my tribe. Denny, you my G.
Oh, I think somebody said... Becky says, back to the wedding fail. You could have collected all the photos from the guests. Offer free editing service to recreate that day again. Just saying, solutions are there. You just have to switch perspective.
Becky, I would like to say that I found a solution. I spent $500, sent it to Samsung USA, and they got back all of the pictures. But thank you for that advice.
Hi, Beat Banger. Hi, Steven. Thanks for joining. Yeah, Beat Banger in the building. Energy is probably the most important when developing a... I would say, as people of our generation, we use energy very loosely. So I would yeah. say your mindset yes. is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you think, if you want to hang out with successful people and you're thinking about failure and you're coming with that type of energy or mindset, they're not going to want you around, right? Because there are people who are positive, they have good energy,
yeah.
but their mindset doesn't vibe with what you're going for in life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say mindset and energy, but mindset over energy. Oh yeah, thank you guys. Super helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching.
Why does yours do that thing? Like, it doesn't. Why doesn't go like? Oh.
Oh, theirs yeah. is.
Can you see? Yeah, cause honest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God! No, you're struggling.
Oh yes, I am struggling. It's my week to struggle.
Is there any more comment? Like, we have one more topic before
please,
questions.
Please, Randy, you owe me much love.
Who said that? Ecoli. Oh yeah, please tell Randy you owe. What? Yeah.
What are you owe people?
Coleman, what's going on, dude? What's going on, brother? Oh yeah, yeah, he does. I know. I wonder if he sees the gag. No, I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Becky, for coming in. Thank you, Chini Will. Bafia, Bafrandi.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess now is the time where we're gonna take some questions.
Wait, actually, we have one more topic. Yeah, we have one more topic.
I'm rushing.
So the last thing we want to talk about is about reevaluating and not being afraid to change direction. So not being afraid to change direction. Close up. But yeah, so you know, as you chart your own course and you learn about what it is that you want to and don't want to do, you know, at some point you may have invested X amount of time into doing X amount of thing and you don't see it working out for you.
Ecoli says it's my gift to you.
I'm not sure what you gave me, but I appreciated it. You gave me a number of things, and so I appreciate all of them. Bless up, Ecoli. Dude, I've been messaging you, by the way, like checking on you if you guys are good in Cali. Like, I hear from Caesar and everybody else, but I don't hear from you, Virgin, like, you're good. Anyways. So, you know, it's called a sunk cost fallacy. It's the idea that you've invested X amount of time, a lot of time, money, effort, whatever it is, in this particular idea or business or whatever. And you are at a point where things aren't going well, visibly so. And there's reasonably you can say that at this point, it doesn't make sense to continue practically.
Mm-hmm.
But because you've already invested so much money and time, you feel like it doesn't make sense to pull out now. Now, you'll see sometimes these memes on the internet where you see the guy digging the hole, and then there are two guys and one dig the hole further and he reached the diamonds and the next one stopped. That is also true, but you also still need to know when to quit while you're ahead. Have to know, you don't want to justify, like for example, you go to a restaurant and you spend your $2,000 Jamaican on a buffet and you say, oh, well, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm going to stop myself till I can't walk out the door straight. Like, you don't need to do that, not because... everybody except Victoria doesn't need to do that, because you don't always, like, sometimes it's okay to say enough is enough. Sometimes it's okay to say embrace change, because it is the only constant. Something the field marshal, bless up field marshal.
Yes, embrace change is the only constant. It's King only Sam constant. Said, think, say, do, behavior, identity.
Mentality, bless up King Sam. Yeah, so don't be afraid to change direction. There's a lot of time. One of the things a very good friend and a mentor of mine, Moona, had said to me is that she appreciated about me is that I'm always evolving. I'm always, you know, paying attention to life and rolling with his life and then changing and growing from that. I started out as in IT. I wanted to be a computer scientist when I was in primary school. And then that changed to me doing computer IT and data networking. Then at the end of college, I wanted to be a photographer and a media professional. Then after a photographer, that changed to me being a portrait photographer. Then that changed from that being a filmmaker and a videographer. And that's where I'm now. So there's been a lot of changes. I've been a skateboarder. I've been singing in choirs. I've been dancing. And I've evolved from a lot of these things to the space where I am now. And if I ever held on, there's a disadvantage. Because sometimes you don't want to. The disadvantage, it's like a balance. You don't want to be changing too frequently. And you don't want to be stuck too much. You have to just be very mindful. Be very aware. And stop. You know, have your checkpoints. Stop. Evaluate the situation you're in, see if it's serving you and the goals that you do have, and then from that point you can decide whether or not it's something that you should continue with. So yeah, that's really my thing right here.
Okay guys, let's take some questions. I think one Chinny Will says, question, how important would you say support system is when working towards a goal? Also, how do you cope if you don't have one?
That's I think you should take that one because you spoke about tribe. Oh,
if you don't have a support system, because a lot of people forget that when you're transitioning to a new tribe, you're going to be by yourself. I would say you will feel lonely. You will feel alone, but nothing lasts forever.
Mr. Lonely.
My mom says the only thing in life that lasts forever is salvation, and that's it.
No.
So... it's going to be for a time, but it's also the perfect opportunity if you don't have a support system to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times we ask for tribes and we ask for support systems, but sometimes if we get them when we wanted to get them, we would be a part of the problem. Mm. We wouldn't have appreciated them. We wouldn't know how to function properly in them. We think we're ready, but we aren't really ready. So work on yourself some more. Spending time with yourself so that you are interdependent and dependent is another important characteristics when you're building your focus, because you're working on who you want to be. Just honing on yourself. Somebody earlier said, be gentle to yourself, be kind to yourself, and work on it. Atomic Habits by James Clear. Somebody suggested that book.
Yeah.
And we have another question that says, tips. Any tips to target to find paying clients?
Paying clients?
Yeah.
Any tips to target to find? Advertise. I mean, you're the marketer. You're the one who should be.
Guys, if you have any marketing tips, branding tips, you need help with branding questions that you need help with, just message me, DM me. I have a free marketing consultation. Free of charge.
She says it's 30 minutes, but really it's an hour and a half.
It's 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed at what you can. When you're really good, you can find out problems in 30 minutes or less, guys.
Oh, toot your own horn. Go, girl.
Just letting you know. All right. So, next question is... somebody had a next question. Blah, 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 blah.
It feels so weird not having the phone. Can't see what's going on.
Baby Mango says, "Uno no Alex Wolf, feel like Uno would like our content."
I'm not sure. The name's popped up, but I'm not sure.
So guys, if you have any questions, put them below. Also, if you're worried about focus, one of the first books that I read was Slight Edge. It's a book that shows you how to be consistent, mm-hmm. how to define who you want to be, what you want to get out of life in a long on a long-term basis.
Yeah.
So Slight Edge is the name of the book. It's really great. It has workbooks and questions in there, so you fill it out as you go along the way. Check it out. Alex Wolf, somebody said Alex is pretty dope.
Yeah, cool.
Hey guys, that's true. Jabri says that's true, but some people work better with people. For example, a guy might not feel motivated to do more until he's in a relationship or on good terms with someone he values.
Yeah, but I think that's a very unstable ground to stand on. If you don't, you shouldn't.
If you need a catalyst to move, then that means that when that person becomes, because human beings change.
Yeah.
When that person becomes less of a motivation, he'll just go back to his state.
Yeah, you don't really want to do. You have, the motivation has to come from yourself.
It has to come from you.
And that's a strong foundation. Putting it on someone else isn't a very strong foundation, because people change seasons and life.
Exactly. So you have to be accountable to yourself.
You have to be accountable to yourself, and you have to find your own inner motivation first. There are people who can inspire you to be better and do better, but you shouldn't place that inspiration too much. It's up there. It's 20 rules.
It's a dependency, technically. Yeah. Let's not pretty tough. It's a dependency. Yeah. You're being dependent on another human being to be your best self, then you're not going to be fully helpful to that other human being.
Yeah, I think I saw a question.
Yeah, the question was random one. Anywhere develops
35 minutes. Oh, King Sam. So I think he was the source figure. I thought he was speaking about filmmaking, but actually, I don't shoot film. I shot some film stills, right? Some medium format, but. I don't think Anywhere develops 35mm film. Photo Express used to do it, and Pews Color Lab did it. You can check them, but I don't know if they still do it anymore. And if they do it, they only develop certain rolls of film. The best option, I would say, is to go online. I don't remember the websites right now, but you could always DM me and I'll send you a link. But online and send it overseas is better. They'll send you digital scans. And I know Jake Rubin develops film. I don't think he offers it as a service, but he can develop this film for you and scan. You can talk to him and pay him and say. So look for Jake Rumen or Visual Ninja Jake on Instagram.
And you can DM him.
And just DM me and I'll help you get in some direction.
I see Brie also said, how does someone cope? Like, there are, let's just be real. There are a lot of people who depend on other people.
What's the question, sorry, first?
She's adding to people who depend on other people for their motivation.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there are lots of people who are like that. There are more people than you actually think. And sometimes you do it yourself. You just have to catch yourself.
Yeah.
Minoa, you... Okay. Okay. My baby mango has something for you, King Sam.
Kadeem. But yeah. I've tried developing Kadeem, but yeah.
What?
Bless up, Yuri.
Bree says, are you... Give me that excuse that seemed like stress. If any woman or man says that they need to be with somebody to have motivation to do something, that's not real motivation, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
Because if you stress them out and if you give them a hard time, then you're their excuse for not being their best self. But this is not a full-on relationship podcast.
Not at all.
Not yet. We will talk about relationships somewhere.
Maybe season two or three.
Maybe season two or three, but let's stick to the creative. Let's stick to the... and I think...
Dury, share, bless up Dury.
Thank you.
That's my G.
Dury's
the guy. Dury's the guy in New York. How's New York, Dury? How's inside on the rooftop guitar playing?
Please DM Randy for that.
Please, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
You're having full-on conversations, dropping gems. Thank you, guys. If you have gems, we're not the only people with gems in the guys. If you have gems that you want to drop them. This is all about community, all about bringing our creative and amazing people together. And guys, don't forget, we're on Instagram, on The Creative Weekly. We're on Twitter, we're as The Creative.
WKLY.
WKLY. We're on Facebook as The Creative Week. And most of all, we're on YouTube. The YouTube.
Put this on YouTube.
The Tube. We're on YouTube. Go ahead, go watch the full video. We have a nice ass camera, 4K, courtesy of Randy and Mid Studios.
Great.
If you want to watch the video, go over there, subscribe.
And we have episode 5, which is just an audio post, and we have episode 6, that's last week video, that's already up. So you can watch that. And we also, the podcast is almost live. It's live on Spotify right now. We're working on getting it through Google and Apple and all the other popular podcast services. So we're pretty much there. So you can, even if you missed this and you didn't catch the start, you can get all that content.
Exactly. And there. We click the link, go to the Creative Weekly on Instagram, click the link, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get videos, you'll get freebies, you'll get all of the good stuff. And then he says,
just start quoting himself.
Stop complaining, start changing.
Stop complaining, start
courtesy
changing.
Courtesy of the great Denny.
So we're there, guys. We're all on those different platforms, so please check us out. If you have any more questions, please ask. We're also gonna wrap up soon.
Yeah,
we're at 53 minutes, so we're gonna
super
wrap up soon.
And
so,
just want to
go ahead. What's that?
I just want to big up Bree. Want to big up Jewel. I want to big up Joby.
Yeah.
Baby
Mango
Friend. Denny.
Also
we saw somebody new today. Where is she? Was she Becky? Becky with the good hair? And she did ask the film question.
Yeah.
Becky, thank
bless
you.
Bless up your wisdom if you're still here.
Keniel, thank you, Keniel, for joining.
Bless up to all our regulars. Bless up to all our newbies who come and join us.
Yeah.
We're live every week on Friday at 1 p.m. Please tell a friend and tell a friend. We're talking about all the topics for creatives. We're trying to just share our experiences as entrepreneurs, freelancers, creatives, persons, millennials living in Jamaica, working. And what changes I shot the wall of my Mrs. Studio?
Sorry.
She's been doing this all day, guys.
I have not been doing this all day.
She's like, her camera work is horrible.
So
do check us out.
And the
guys.
Book giveaway.
So the last thing, we said,
I want a book too.
There you go. So we have two books to give away, which.
Show your work.
Bless up Jewel, please jump on.
Yes, Jewel.
See there?
You get
so
first dibs.
You
want to
explain how
week.
We're going to give away this? We have two books. This is one.
Yeah.
And another
so
one.
So, guys, if you want to win these two books, we're going to have them shipped for you.
We're going to give them away separately to two different persons.
So, two books to two people?
Yeah, two people.
Two books to two people. How do you win this? We're going to post on the Creative Weekly. All you have to do is like the post, follow us, and tag your friends. And we'll pick you guys at random. Two people will win two free books, and we're always going to give away books every week. I want the book, How This Go. Okay, and guess what? Follow the Creative Weekly to find out how to enter. We're going to post later today. You guys see the post. Go follow the Creative Weekly. You see the post. Enter. Win you two books. Read up yourself. Get enough. Drop gems like Denny.
Yeah. There you go. All right, cool. So, guys, just do that. We're going to already order two of the books already. One order. But it's going to take a while to get to Jamaica. So, we'll pick the winner. That's like a week away from North.
Yeah.
So, and then the second, if we'll wait to order the second one, just in case somebody overseas wins, we can just send it directly to them. There we go.
That's it, guys. So, what if you live in St. Catherine?
We'll have to wait till the curfew lift up, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to wait till the, but we'll hold your books for you.
Yeah, you'll win and we'll hold the book for
you. We'll hold the books for you. So, guys, that's it for the Creative Weekly. Again, our wine was brought to you by Yellowtail.
Bless up Yellowtail.
And it was also brought to you by the amazing people who join our podcast every week and our new people. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, bless up. All right, so, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Sorry to have to go, but bye. Bye.